When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The horses are on the track.
Right around Australia on SEN Track. Thanks to Racing Queensland, this is the Queensland Hoop with Sam Collin.
Yes, welcome to the Queensland Hoop with Sam Collin. And I, Alyssa Smith is my name, where we are bringing you the latest in horse racing news from across the country, but especially here in Queensland. Sam, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, Alyssa. But if I'm going to have one small grumble, I'm sick of this Queensland summer.
Summer or winter?
Oh, but it's not been cold.
It can't make up its mind.
No,
it's
not been cold. Nick can't work on my tan if the sun's out. This has been terrible.
Well, you know what? I'm not complaining because I am so white. I would just burn and peel, Sam. So it is A-OK. This past week, we had the Magic Millions. It was massive, wasn't it?
So good. And you know what? Credit to the team. Obviously, the track had undergone quite massive renovation works in the time frame from obviously last year's millions to this year. And we've had some really average weather down at the Gold Coast in the week leading up to the millions. And I think people were a little bit nervous after last year's debacle with the meeting obviously having to be split over a couple of days. But, you know, the track held up in really good order. I think they can be very proud of themselves for how it handled it. And it was a fantastic day of racing. Myself personally, I had a few long shots to ride and didn't really fear in the first few, but it was still a fantastic day to be a part of. We obviously saw Storm Boy win the two-year-old millions and Abounding win the Abounding. Yes, apologies for my mispronunciation. Winning the three-year-old millions too for Rob Heathcote, obviously local trainer here, which is fantastic.
What a great win for Gay Waterhouse as well. Her fifth Magic Millions, incredible with Storm Boy.
Yeah, she's just an absolute legend, you know, of our industry. And, you know, she gets these horses and they're fitting well and, you know, they're so tough. I'm not sure. It'd be interesting to pick her brains as to, you know, what she sees in the horses as to how much pressure she can put on them to have them look so fit and tough all the time. You know, it's a real credit to her. Obviously she's an absolute legend.
Saw some vision of her when they were doing the, you know, where you're buying the horses. And, you know, she was very serious, had her hat off. She had a, you know, she had a laptop in front of her and then another book and, you know, she was studying the form really, really well. And you just think far out, like the knowledge that she would have, especially learning from her dad and her family would be incredible.
Yeah, it would just, she'd just be an amazing lady to, you know, spend dinner with. I'd love to pick her brains and, you know, every time she brings horses up here, they're extremely competitive. And like you say, she's come from an extremely, you know, well-educated, you know, racing-educated background and I just hope that, you know, someone can carry on from her after, you know, she's done her time. So, yeah, fantastic.
Well, speaking of fantastic, there's a fantastic apprentice jockey that has been riding in country Queensland and has now come into town in Talia Fenland.
Yeah, listen, I'm really excited to talk to Talia today. She's been an absolute pleasure and joining our female riding ranks here in Queensland, obviously, Morrill, based down here in Brisbane. She's obviously, you know, learned her craft a little bit further up north. And, you know, we're going to pick her brains, you know, about that in just a minute.
Beautiful. Let's bring her in. Talia, welcome to the Queensland Hoop with Sam Collett. It's great to have you with us.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Now, where do we see you on this lovely Friday morning, Talia? You obviously would have been busy riding work, I'm sure.
Yes, track work this morning and, yeah, races yesterday and tomorrow.
Tell us, Talia, look, you've been playing a trade in country Queensland. How did all of that come about? How did you get into racing?
My brother was actually riding track work for our good family friends and from a young age they kept asking, when you're going to start riding, girl? Anyways, I'd go in before school with my brother and, yeah, ride track work. And I guess once you're in the game, well, yeah, there's no turning back when you're light and can be a jockey.
Yeah, well, it's certainly one of those things. if you're small enough, like, and you are tiny and you have to worry about your weight, it certainly makes our job a lot easier. But did you have much of a horse, you know, background prior to getting into racing, like obviously pony club, show jumping, any kind of equestrian sports?
Yeah, I was really big into the pony club and we did a fair bit of camp drafting. We also had a property where we'd muster on, so we probably grew up with horses, as our main source of activity.
Is there any other person in your family that races?
No other jockeys. Few of the family own racehorses, and Dad was the CEO at the Rocky Jockey Club back a few years ago, but no other jockeys small enough.
Sometimes that's not always a bad thing, though, because, I mean, for me, being from a really heavy racing family, I'm constantly getting people in my ear about what I should and should not be doing, or shouldn't have done and should have done, which I feel like some of the people I talk to, like Angela, obviously we know in the room, we've talked Ange Jones. She's not from a racing family, and, you know, she gets the people around her and they're like, oh, that was so good, when probably in the back of your mind you're going, that really wasn't so good, but I appreciate you pumping up my tyres all the same. But Tali, you've obviously been down here in Brisbane now. You're with Chris Munts. Talk to us a little bit about sort of your journey starting off your apprenticeship and who you were apprenticed to up north.
Yeah, so I started under our good family friend, Fred Smith. He had his daughter apprenticed to him before that, Ali Smith. They helped me along to get started, and I rode up there for a few years and then had the opportunity. One day I got a message, actually Ryan Wiggins messaged and said, would I be interested in coming down here to Chris Munts? And I thought about it, and I guess when you're running out of your claim up north in the provincials, I didn't have a country claim anymore, so I thought this will probably be my only opportunity, so I might as well take it, and that's how I ended up, yeah, down here.
I love how you say, I may as well take it, as if it's just something small. How's your time been so far under Chris?
What was that, sorry?
How's your time been under Chris?
Oh, it's super, yeah. It's definitely a big change to back home, a lot busier lifestyle down here. But I've got heaps of help with, yeah, Chris. Our foreman, Al Russell's been a big help too, and I guess just all your jockeys down here, they're all happy to help.
Yeah, it's a shout-out to Al. I can vouch for Al. He's an absolute legend who's pretty much Muncie's left-hand man. But, you know, with Chris obviously being such an astute rider and have had so much knowledge, it must be great for you, especially when you're riding for him, that he can also install that little bit of confidence in you when you're riding his horses, because you know what he's talking about, and he can sit there and talk to you after a race and go through things, where it's probably not a novelty that a lot of apprentices have with their bosses, obviously, that haven't ridden and had the knowledge that Chris has had in the saddle.
Yeah, definitely. I'm one of the lucky ones. Yeah, you can sit down after the races and he knows exactly why you did something, what you could have done instead. Yeah, I am pretty lucky to have a boss who has ridden in races before to, yeah, be able to help me in that way.
What was it like, Talia, coming from country Queensland into the big smoke, Brisbane? What was it like for your first ride? What do you remember from that? Because is it a daunting task coming from the country into Brisbane and having a few more, like, different competitors against you and jockeys that you don't really know of?
Yeah, definitely. I found the hardest thing is, like, learning the new tracks down here and riding with your different jockeys. Like, I got pretty comfortable up home riding with the same jockeys on the same track, same horses, whereas, yeah, I just had to learn all that down here and still learning, of course. But, yeah, it's just it's such a bigger atmosphere down here and really full on, even track work. They just get work so quick compared to back home.
Yeah, it's like it's like the main road if you're going out to gallop on a Tuesday morning. The track opens at, you know, 5 minutes to four, and there's a lineup or like a queue to get on. And if you miss your spot to get onto the track, sometimes you're standing there waiting forever. And I know what you mean, because for me also it was like quite a bit of a change of pace. But in terms of the tracks and things like that, obviously you've done a majority of your riding up north. How have you found the tempo and how, you know, people ride a tactical race in comparison? Obviously now you're riding down here in Brisbane.
Yeah, back home, especially, I guess those real country tracks where they're probably dirt or sand. Everyone just wants to lead and be out in front. Otherwise, you're copping a fair bit of kickback and can vouch it's not very nice. But down here, yeah, it's definitely a lot easier to try and ride a race and learn the tempos, how to, rate the horse and stuff a lot better.
Talia, what's your goal? Do you have a goal for this year? We know, like, New Year's resolutions and things like that, but making the move down here must be pretty significant for yourself and your family. What's your ultimate goal?
To be honest, my original goal moving down here was just to ride a Metro winner. But, yeah, now that's done, I can probably aim a little higher.
Yeah, you definitely have, and obviously Chris has given you fantastic support. Tell us a little bit about the two-year-old that you won on Wednesday. He's obviously your horse you've done a lot of work on.
Tiger Tie.
Yeah, I've had a big association with him from day one. He's one of the stable favourites and he's probably the size of a little Shetland pony, but he's got the heart of a tiger. He's one of the favourite rides of the morning. He can pull pretty hard, but he's always just been a little professional for a colt and, very well-mannered. And, it's good to see him get his win and now he's gone out to the paddock. So we enjoy that.
You know, when you said you need to change your goal from, getting a winner here in town, what's the next step? Have you thought of that?
Not really. I guess now I work on writing out the Metro claim and I still have 1.5 at the provincial, so I'd probably like to outride it too.
Yeah, I'm sure the way you're going, you absolutely will. I know myself as a rider, you're always constantly looking to tweak and improve yourself. It's a never-ending battle of perfection is this riding game because there's never a whole day that goes through and you go, oh, I should have done this or I should have done that, It's always the way, but like you're going to get the best opportunity you can, obviously, with Chris. He's a fantastic mentor and great boss and he's always going to have those, the stable behind you. And hopefully it hasn't been too tough on you with your family not being here as well.
Yeah, no, it has been really good. And, I guess what you were saying before, I guess we're all our harshest critics as jockeys. Like, everyone can give their advice, but end of the day, you know pretty much where you went wrong and what you have to improve on.
You know how you said no one in your family races horses? What's that like? I know we were talking about Angela Jones before and how her family really pumped her tyres up. Do they have an interest in horse racing now, as in, do they come down and watch you ride, or how does that work? Or do they watch you on telly?
So I was lucky enough for my first Metro ride at Eagle Farm. My mum and dad come down. They were actually on holidays at Sunshine Coast, so they drove in for the day and got to be there for it. But usually they just watch it on TV and, support me from, the distance.
So good.
That's not always a bad thing. I'm sure they'll be more than proud of you. So a final question for you before we let you on your merry way. Talk to us about your ride tomorrow, horse called No Going Back. It's in race 5 at Eagle Farm. For everyone listening, they'll be able to pay attention to that. Is this a horse you've had much to do with?
No, I haven't had anything to do with it yet. I do see Lindsay Hatch used to have it and now it's with Neil Owen. It's drawn pretty sticky, barrier 14, and it's stepping up in trip to the 1800. But it has got good form at Eagle Farm, so hopefully it can, show something.
Oh, we'll be watching, Talia, don't you worry. We'll be watching, keeping a close eye on you, that is for sure, and your future in racing here in Brisbane. Thank you so much for being with us on the Queensland Hoop this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, isn't she just an absolute little superstar in the making?
So lovely. So lovely. We'll be watching her tomorrow.
Yeah.
Keeping a close eye.
She's just been flying under the radar lately and she's, she's been riding really, really well. I think she's going to be, someone you can really keep your eye on over the next few months for sure, especially in town.
Oh, you heard it here first on the Queensland Hoop with Sam Collett. There you go. Well, Queensland is racing. The action continues this week across the Sunshine State. You can visit racingqueensland.com.au and imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. We'll be back with the latest in Racing Queensland news.
The horses are on the track.
Queensland is your place to race this year. This is the Queensland Hoop with Sam Collett on SEN Track.
Yes, welcome back to the Queensland Hoop, where we are bringing you the latest in racing Queensland news. Sam, ahead of this weekend, where can we see you racing?
So, yes, at this stage, I could be riding at Bellerin, or I could be riding at the Sunshine Coast Night Meeting today, so I'm not really sure where I'm going, so watch the space. Obviously, it's a little bit of a tricky one. We had rides booked at both places. Bellerin is obviously a day meeting with the Bellerin Cup. Binding my mount there in the Bellerin Cup, she was a second emergency. It was a second emergency. They've obviously had a lot of rain there. The duration of this week. So that meeting's been in jeopardy. So we're just waiting to see what happens there. However, if that doesn't go ahead, I'll be up at the Sunshine Coast at the night meeting there, at Eagle Farm tomorrow. And also now we'll be at Ipswich on Sunday with that meeting that was originally at Caloundra, sorry, the Sunshine Coast. They're looking to look after their track ahead of their big meeting next Saturday. So that meeting's been transferred to Ipswich instead of the Sunshine Coast.
How does that go? Because obviously, you know, if you're used to riding at Sunshine Coast and then you're, you know, oh, you got to ride at Ipswich, does it make much of a difference?
It probably doesn't really affect me as such. More so the distance and the starts. Obviously, you'll have a 1350 at Ipswich, where you would have a 1,400 metres at Caloundra. I don't believe there's an 1,800 metre start at Ipswich. It's more of a 1,700 metres. The rail, I believe, will be out for that meeting too. So in terms of me as a rider, it doesn't change a heck of a lot for me. I just adjust, obviously, my riding to the horses to the suit the track. But for the trainers trying to place horses there, it can be a little bit tricky with their options going forward. But it's better than having no meeting at all.
Exactly right, exactly right. And then the track will be right to go for the following weekend too.
Absolutely.
Just quickly, I've read an article that Jack Bruce is hoping that Axe can rediscover his form after this winter, or after the Summer Cup.
Yeah, fantastic to see him here again. He's obviously a horse I know really well, and I'll be keeping my eye out for him.
Cannot wait. Hey, I know he's one of your favourites. Well, racing continues this afternoon in the country at Dalby, and then the night meet at the Sunshine Coast tomorrow. Eagle Farm, where you can see Sam and Townsville as well. Then on Sunday, as Sam mentioned, it's not at Caloundra anymore. It's now at Ipswich. So make sure you keep an eye out for that one. Sam, we'll be keeping an eye out for you too. Thanks for joining us on the Queensland Hoop. Queensland is racing. The action continues this week across the Sunshine State. Visit racingqueensland.com.au and imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.